This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, August 7th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Morningstar News reports that two brothers in Christ from Myanmar were beaten by Burmese soldiers in the Kachin state. Pastors Mading Zaydin Baumyi and Legi Nau On were beaten in retaliation against the Christians who complained about the border guard force destroying their homes. Blood came out of one of the pastor's mouths as he was beaten and his face was bruised, according to reports. A mass shooting ended abruptly Saturday in a Florida park when a bystander pulled a gun and shot the would-be mass murderer down. The suspect opened fire, getting off at least 10 shots, before the legally armed bystander cut him down. The conservative conspiratorialist network created by talk show host Alex Jones, called InfoWars, has lost access to YouTube, Facebook, and Apple platforms. Facebook says that Jones has violated their hate speech policies. Apple removed 5 different InfoWar podcasts from iTunes, providing the reason that the company, quote, does not tolerate hate speech, end quote, as reported in BuzzFeed News. In the purge, InfoWars will lose 2.5 million subscribers on YouTube. In a statement released yesterday, InfoWars called this the, quote, modern-day electronic equivalent of book burning, end quote, suggesting that conservative news outlets that do not speak out will be banned from the internet next. The Big Island of Hawaii has experienced untold devastation by the volcano eruption in July. 700 homes were destroyed and thousands of residents were displaced. Now the hand of God is moving a level 4 hurricane towards the Big Island. Hurricane Hector is 1,000 miles east of Hawaii, with winds blowing at 140 miles per hour. Earlier last month, Hawaii's Democrat Governor David Ige signed a bill approving of homosexuality in public schools and welcoming boys who are pretending to be girls into the girls' restrooms and vice versa. You can email your dissatisfaction with that decision through a link we have in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The bill covered, quote, any state educational program or activity that receives state financial assistance, end quote. Both houses of the state legislature overwhelmingly approved the bill, with only a single lawmaker voting against it, Republican Representative Bob McDermott. And you can thank McDermott through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. In Matthew 11, Jesus began to denounce the cities where most of his mighty works had been done, because they did not repent. If the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. Meanwhile, God's fires continue to burn in California. The Mendocino County fire has exploded in size and has now turned into the second largest in California history. The fire has burned down 274,000 acres. The Carr fire up around Redding, California, has also burned 160,000 acres. And destroyed more than 1,600 structures. 6 of the 12 worst fires in California history have occurred in the last 3 years, according to fire.ca. Life News reports that one legislator in the Argentina Senate has changed her mind and decided to vote against a bill which would legalize abortion in that country. Proverbs 21:1 speaks of the king's heart in the hands of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he will. The bill passed in the Argentina House, but it may fail in the Senate. Hundreds of doctors are protesting the bill, claiming that the law would not allow an opt-out for pro-life doctors and hospitals who do not wish to kill babies. The final vote on the Senate floor happens this Wednesday. Pray for Argentina.
We funded our last film through Kickstarter, and it was picked up by Mark Cuban's TV channel.
And today, we're back to ask for your help to make our most important movie yet.
Today we're launching the biggest ever crowdfunding campaign for a movie. We're going to make a TV film about Kermit Gosnell. Kermit Gosnell is the most prolific serial killer in American history, but almost no one knows who he is.
That's a clip from the crowdsourced funding plea for Ann and Phelim Media, which pulled off a $2.4 million record-breaking crowdfunding campaign for Gosnell the movie. Over 30,000 people helped to fund the movie, which is expected to release on October 12th in at least 700 theaters around the nation. The abortionist, Kermit Gosnell, is serving life in prison for killing three babies born alive when he failed to complete the abortion. The producers say they are avoiding the gore, but they want to tell the true story of the trial of America's most notorious serial killer. The eastern shore of Lake Michigan turned deadly on Sunday when powerful riptides were sweeping swimmers into the deeper water. Beachgoers formed a human chain of 30 to 40 persons into the water in an attempt to rescue several swimmers. At least five were rescued by these sacrificial efforts, while two others died in the waters. Four out of five abortion-minded women choose life when they walk into a Save the Storks bus. While these life mobiles are small, they are luxurious, state-of-the-art, and very pro-people. Stay tuned for a Worldview special report about how these mobile ultrasound vans are taking the pro-life movement by storm. Special thanks to David DeCanio of Free Presbyterian Mission Church of Liberia, West Africa, who broadcasts the Worldview in 5 minutes, four times every weekday on Free Presbyterian Radio 92.5 FM in the town of Monrovia. We are delighted to learn that the Worldview is one of their most popular programs. If you'd like your local Christian radio station to consider airing our unique Christian newscast, please track down the name and email address of the general manager, send him the link to a recent newscast, invite him to listen, and summarize in 2 to 3 sentences why you think it would be a valuable addition to their program schedule. And please CC me at adam@theworldview.com so that I can follow up with your local Christian radio station's general manager. And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. While we surpassed our initial $30,000 goal yesterday by $3,485, thanks to the incredible generosity of many Worldview listeners, I just pulled up the most recent donations designated to fund our newscast. Our gratitude to David in Ventnor City, New Jersey, and Tiange from Sincor, Liberia, Africa, both of whom gave a gift of $120. And we're also grateful to God for Kenneth in Glassford, Illinois, for his monthly pledge of $10 for a year, as well as Joseph from Oak Harbor, Washington, and an anonymous donor in San Antonio, Texas, both of whom pledged an incredible $100 per month for a year. Their five donations total $2,760. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. Since July 2nd, the Remnant has given or pledged $36,245. We're deeply humbled by your sacrificial generosity to help ensure that this Christian newscast remains vibrant as we point the world to our providential God. If you'd like to make a donation and didn't take the time yet to do so, just go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, select the amount you'd like to give, and whether it's a recurring donation. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, August 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. How can a bus help abortion-minded women choose life? Well, if it's one of the 53 Save the Storks buses, it gives moms and dads a chance to look into the womb to see their growing baby. Save the Storks started in 2012 with Joe and Ann Baker, who themselves lived out of a van, saw a need to bring state-of-the-art ultrasound machines to women all around the country who were considering aborting their babies. The Worldview talked to Victoria Robinson of Save the Storks about their mission.
The mission of Save the Storks is to help empower women with information and also their partners, if their partners are present with them, to make sure that they understand all of their options clearly and to let them know that they have other options, because 84% of women say they felt pressured into having an abortion.
Robinson said the women are greeted by a very inviting atmosphere when they step onto a Save the Storks bus.
As far as the stork buses, they're very inviting. You're not going to walk on a stork bus and it's going to feel very, like some people might think, churchy. It's not like that at all. It's a professional medical clinic on wheels. When someone walks in, they immediately notice the luxuriousness of it, that it's first class, because we think that's what all clients deserve. And they're also going to notice that it's state-of-the-art equipment. So we have a professional medical staff on board, so they're going to feel confident and comfortable that the information they're getting is accurate.
Robinson said that the opportunity to see their baby in the womb turns 4 out of 5 abortion-minded women toward life. Colossians 3:12 reflects the experience women have on the bus. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience.
4 out of 5 women who board a stork bus change their mind and choose life. So those are pretty good, significant odds. When a woman steps on a stork bus, she's not going to feel threatened. She's going to be met with compassion and love and not judgment or condemnation. So she's automatically going to feel comfortable. We always have very sympathetic staff members, because we understand that these women they're in a crisis. They don't know what to do.
Robinson said that many of the women have already scheduled their appointments for abortions or are contemplating it, but the Save the Storks bus is a lifeline to them in time of need. The Worldview asked Robinson if she could share a specific story about someone whose life was changed by stepping inside the bus. She shared one about a woman who was about to go through with an abortion in her last pregnancy trimester.
I can think of a particular one where a woman walked on the bus who was getting ready to walk into an abortion clinic, who was in her last trimester, and it was very obvious how pregnant she was, who was already inside of the clinic to have an abortion. Her boyfriend was outside waiting, and he started talking to one of our staff members from the bus.
Robinson said the staff member offered a free ultrasound.
She started explaining to him, you know, if you would like a free ultrasound, we can give your girlfriend one. He said, well, she's already in there. But if she happens to come out, then, you know, I'll tell her that she can have a free ultrasound. Well, something happened while she was inside. She forgot the money. She forgot something. So she came outside to ask her boyfriend for something. And he said, hey, these people over here are giving free ultrasounds. Do you want to go in? She said, I guess. She did. And she ripped off her band. She already had her band from the abortion clinic on, preparing her for her abortion. She ripped the band off and did not go into the abortion clinic. She chose to keep her baby.
The Worldview asked Robinson why Save the Storks is such a unique, vital part of preserving and protecting the lives of people.
I believe that Save the Storks is unique because we don't use scare tactics. We aren't standing there with aborted babies on signs and screaming at women as they're walking into abortion clinics. We're just there to hand them a bottle of water, give them a cup of coffee, just say, hey, if you'd like the free ultrasound, we're over here. We just talk to them without condemnation, judgment. We approach them with compassion and love.
Robinson said that the message she thinks encompasses the Save the Storks bus is that they are pro-people.
Really, I think it encompasses who we are. That we're pro-people. We don't only care about that unborn child. We care about the mother and the father who created that child, because their lives are just as significant.
Robinson said that they have Storks buses at various locations where they can reach women who would be in need of a free ultrasound.
Some of them are parked in front of abortion clinics or near the abortion clinic. Some are parked at college campuses, different high schools, shopping centers. One person said they parked theirs always in front of this cell phone store because it was known for a place where pimps were taking their prostitutes to get those throwaway phones. So they found that they were parking right near this cellular mobile company, and they were having these women coming over asking questions. And then sometimes they'll just see them driving around, and people write the phone number down, and they call the number to get a free ultrasound.
Robinson shared that abortions not only affect the women, but the fathers involved as well. She shared her own personal story to remind us that every person involved matters.
People like to talk about women being the only ones in an abortion who suffer, or the babies are the only ones, and then the mothers. The fathers as well are struggling. When I called this father of my aborted child to tell him I had just written a book and I felt that I owed it to him, it had been over 10 years that we spoke. And as soon as he heard my voice, he started to weep. And he said, I've been waiting for this call for over a decade to beg you for forgiveness, to tell you how sorry I am for what I made you do. I'm in therapy dealing with it all these years. It has haunted me, and I just want you to know I should have taken care of you and our baby.
Robinson said that these buses have been so important in our fast-paced culture to bring the ultrasound right to those in need.
These buses give an opportunity for us to take the ultrasound, to take the education right to the client. She doesn't have to go anywhere, just step on a bus.
To learn more about Save the Storks, go to their website, SaveTheStorks.com. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.